You may be seated. If you turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, I'm going to begin a series this morning, One in a Million. One in a Million. This series consists of three parts. This morning, what's new for the new creation? How does God think about you? What does God think about you? Part two, how do you see yourself? That's important, how you see yourself. How valuable are you? Will be part three. I told a story recently about how there were millions of sperm trying to get to that egg to become you. And you made it. So that makes you one in a million. It doesn't matter how you got here, if you got here through an illegitimate relationship outside the bonds of marriage, or if you got here through godly parents, there is no life that God did not sanction. Now, millions of people trying to have babies, and they're Christians, and they can't have babies. Amen. So God is the giver of life. God knew you in eternity past, and before you were ever conceived in your mother's womb, God had a plan for your life. God said, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you a future, to give you a hope, to give you an expected end. So the devil comes along, and he tries to abort what God has purposed for your life. So you have an eternal soul. God gave you that soul. God gave you life. And that makes you one in a million. The problem is we were born in sin and conceived in iniquity. And we were alienated from the life of God because of the blindness of our heart and what Adam did when he transgressed God. And that sin reigned upon all men. And because of the darkness that we have low self-esteem and a low self-image of ourselves. And until we are born again and renew our minds by the word of God, we can never know just how much God loves us. I love Romans 8:32. It said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So too many in the people in the church, they know what their denomination teaches. They know what religion teaches. They know what tradition teaches, but very few people in the church know what the Bible teaches. And until you understand your position in Christ scripturally, you will never reach your full potential in Christ Jesus. God says, study to show yourself approved. God said, stir up the gifts within you. God said, seek me and you shall find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So a lot of your Christian growth, it depends upon you and being connected to a church where there's an anointed word, an anointed servant to preach the anointed word of God. What does God think about you? How does God see you? Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 1:16. He said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So Paul is praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, look at this, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Paul said, you need a spirit of wisdom. You need revelation from God. He said in verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of your calling. Why did God choose you? What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And look at verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. He wrought that power in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And God took the Gentile nation, grafted them into the true vine, and today we are the children of God. My subject this morning, one in a million. What is new for the new creation? Let us pray. Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you, God, for revelational knowledge. We thank you for wisdom, for understanding. Lord, help me to preach this thing. I've preached it to myself yesterday, and I got so happy, Lord, that I just had to stop and praise you. Preached some of it to Brother Philip, and he got so happy, he just had to stop and praise you. So, Lord, I just pray for that anointing that comes only from the hand of the Holy Ghost. Speak through these lips of clay. Holy Ghost, I thank you for that anointing that you will speak through these lips of clay, penetrate soul and spirit, bring great revelation. Let me preach what the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, and the church said in Jesus' name, amen. I'm preaching this series to build up your self-image and your self-esteem. And you need to see yourself like God sees you. You need to talk about yourself like God talks about you. Sometimes we get so low and so discouraged that we just talk bad about ourselves. John the Baptist, he was so discouraged and so downcast that he began to doubt. He said, are you the one, Jesus? Shall we look for another? I mean, this man had seen the dove. He had seen the voice, heard the voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, hear you him. This man said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He knew his mission. He knew what he was, but he was so discouraged that he saw himself in a wrong light. But we get like that sometimes. But look how Jesus talks about John Baptist. Look what he said about him. Luke 7:28. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John Baptist. How would you like to have Jesus say something like that about you? That he's the greatest, not a greater prophet anywhere. See, you need to quit belittling yourself. You need to quit putting yourself down. And you need to talk about yourself how God talks about you. Now, when we get born again, we are born as babes in the kingdom of God. And think about it. You were born and conceived in sin and iniquity, and your mindset is separated from the goodness and mercy of God because you're in a kingdom of darkness until you get born again. But look at 1 Peter 2:2. Peter said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow by. See, you've got to grow up. You've got to mature in God. All of us do. Now look at what Paul said in Ephesians 4:14. Paul said that henceforth we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. You see, if you're a baby, we got them in the church. They whine, they cry, they want their own way. And children, we got children. They are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Today they're in this church. Tomorrow they're in that church. Then they're over there and they're over here until they don't know what they believe. I'm preaching now. Hallelujah. See, we need to grow up. We need to mature. We need to become men and women that are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Bible says that you no longer be children tossed to and fro. And then it says, but speak the truth in love that you may grow up in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, Peter says, grow out of babyhood by the word of God. And then Paul comes along and says, we are no longer children when we speak the truth in love. How are you talking? What are you saying? Do you build people up? Do you edify people? If you don't, you are a baby or maybe a child, but you're not mature in God. We are to know who we are. We are to know our position in Christ. And that's my assignment. Hallelujah. To help you grow up. Amen. Now we need to learn how to speak the word of God in love. I hear some preachers, and they don't preach in love. They act like they're glad that you're having the problems, and that if you sin, you're going to die and go to hell. Well, no, I'm here to preach the truth in love. Faith worketh by love. And if I preach the truth in love, I guarantee you one thing from the word of God. Faith will rise in your heart, and you will go and praise God. You will lay hold of some eternal promises from God. Hallelujah. Now, you've got to learn how to confess the word of God. Now, that word confess, it means to say the same thing. Confess means to agree with. And until you learn to speak the truth in love and agree with what God has said about your life, you will never grow up. You've got to say what God says about yourself, and you will never mature in your Christian life until you do. We need to realize it is not arrogance, it is not egotism. But we need to agree with God when God has said something good about us. I have people tell me, you are so arrogant. They are just babes in Christ. Why, you just think that you are somebody. Well, I am. I'm a child of God. I think you're somebody too. I think, praise God, that you've been touched by that nail-scarred hand. You come out of darkness into the marvelous light. You are hand-selected. God said, you've not chosen me. I've chosen you. I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. I think and I believe and I know that you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. I believe that God wants to bless you going out and bless you coming in. I believe God is a good God. I know the devil's a bad devil. And I come to preach about the goodness and the mercy of God. Go and praise him because God has purposed good things for your life. Hallelujah. And we need to get this thing straight, praise God. We are who God said we are. We have what God said we have. We can do what God said we can do. And we can do all things, say all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Hallelujah. What does God say about the born-again Christian? What does God think about you? Well, I'll tell you one thing God thinks about you. You're one in a million. And God loves you. Quit putting yourself down. I'm not talking about narcissism. I'm talking about knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk to you scripturally today about how God sees you. How many of you know God cannot lie? And if God says something good about you, then it's true. So I'm going to talk about the goodness of God and what God has purposed for you. And I want to show you scripturally how God sees you. First of all, you have a new life. I love that song y'all just sang. It's all under the blood. I have a new life. Hallelujah. I have a new name written down in glory, Brother Riley. Look up at 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And he goes on to say that all things of God who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus and given us the ministry of reconciliation. So God chose you, God ordained you, God anointed you, and God sent you forth to do what he said do. But you got to grow up and mature, born as babes, become children, then we become mature in the word of God. So you have a new life. You have God's life inside of you. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And God is more interested in your future than God is in your past. Oh, the devil holds people in chains and they just drag in their past. Oh, I did this and I did that. Well, praise God, Jesus went to the cross and he purchased you, spirit, soul, and body, paid redemption's price, and freed you. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. No more chains of slavery. Truth has triumphed. I have the victory. For whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Shout it, I'm free. Shout it, I'm free. Let the devil hear it. Give him a migraine. I'm free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is more interested in your future than he is in your past. You are who God said you are. You can do what God said you can do. And God said, if any man be in Christ, any person be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Now, there are only two places that you can be, and that's in Adam and in Christ. The Bible says in Adam, we all die. The Bible says in Christ shall all be made alive. Everybody that is born into this world, they were born in Adam. They are lost. They are ungodly. They are sinners by nature, and they need to hear the gospel, and they need to be saved. And when we hear the gospel and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we get out of Adam and we get in to Jesus Christ. Woo! You see, the important thing is to be in Christ. That's the most important thing that ever happened in your life, to be in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You can be in church and be lost. And you can be in church and be lost and die and go to hell. You can sit in church and say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. But one man said that won't make you a Christian any more than sitting in a garage will make you a car. If you say, I'm a car, I'm a car, I'm a car. No, you are what you are by the grace of God, and you must be born again. And once you're born again, God wants you to grow up. God didn't say if any man be in a church. He didn't say if any man be in water baptism. He didn't say if any man be in good works. He didn't say any man be in fasting and prayer. No, no, no. God said, if any man be in Christ, that is it. Are you in Christ? Hallelujah. Go on, praise him and glory to God. That's why the Bible says you must be born again. He's talking about the spirit person that lives inside your body. You are a spirit being living inside a body. Amen. And when you die, your body dies, but you don't die. You will spend eternity somewhere. I promise you that. Somebody said, I'm so sorry, mother died. Well, mother didn't die. Her body died. The Apostle Paul said, I want to depart and be with the Lord, which is far better. So when you die, your body dies, but the real you, the spirit man inside of you, it departs to be with God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. As the spirit is, the body is dead without the spirit, so is faith dead without works. You got to work your faith. Hallelujah. When you die, you depart from where you are and you arrive in heaven. But the real you didn't die. Your body died. My mother, my brother, my daddy, my sister, they didn't die. They are very much alive. Amen. They just left this old world and arrived in heaven, and they are very much alive, and they're just waiting for the rest of us to get there. Woo! Glory to God. Heaven happy, home above. Heaven, land of peace and love. Oh, it makes me feel like traveling on. Heaven eternal, heaven supernal. I'm so glad that it's real. When that nail-scarred hand touched me, praise God, and touched you, something should have happened inside of you that said, I want to lay hold of what God has purposed for my life. God is a good God, and God has purposed good things for you. God wants you blessed. God wants you healed. God wants you saved. God wants you to make it. Go on, praise him. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. And so the spirit man inside of man that was dead in sin when he was lost. Paul said, we being dead in sin and transgressions, has he been made alive in Christ? So when you were made alive, your spirit man was born again. Your flesh will do some terrible things. I mean, when you got saved, your spirit got saved. Your mind must be renewed by the word of God. Your body could have been sick, but when you got saved, you should have gotten healed. Let me say that again for those church folk that preach unbelief and those preachers that don't know what the word of God says. When you got saved, you should have gotten healed, because the same blood that saves you is the same blood that heals you. The same blood that Jesus poured out to give you victory is the same blood that will bring that victory when you lay hold of the power of the blood and the word of God. Hallelujah. If you're born again, let me tell you something. You are a new creature, and you are in the family. It does not matter how far down you went in sin. If you are born again, you are forgiven as far as the east is from the west. So far hath he removed our transgressions from us. God said, I will not remember your sins anymore. It's not that God can't remember. God said, the blood is so powerful that my son shed at the cross. I just choose not to see what you were in the past. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Go on and praise him that you are a new creation in Christ. You have God's life inside of you. It is a new kind of life. It is Zoe. It's called eternal life. It's the Zoe, the new life that Jesus imparts at the new birth. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Zoe. Hallelujah. You got to get a hold of this. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Zoe, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ in us, the very nature of God living inside of us. Now, I want you to watch this progression, because this is important how you see it. Talking about Zoe, John 1:1. Look at it. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Now look at verse 4 here. In him was life, Zoe, eternal life in Jesus. And the life, Zoe, was the light of men. Look at John 5:26. Jesus said, for as the Father has life, Zoe, in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life, Zoe, in himself. John 10:10, look at the last part of that verse. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, Zoe. God's life, God's ability, God's understanding, God's wisdom, God's knowledge, God's revelation. Hallelujah. And I want you to have that more abundantly. God has purposed abundance for your life. And it is the devil who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That person that did you wrong, you are not wrestling flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, high places. So if somebody does something to you, they did that to you, and that is reality. If you do not forgive that person, if you don't walk on in God with a song of joy and peace in your heart, you did that to you, and that's your reaction. I just chose, praise God, I'll forgive you before you ever do me wrong. I just choose to walk now because I've got joy unspeakable that's full of glory. I've got the peace of God that passes all understanding. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And praise God, I'm not going to let you or anybody, any devil, take that from me. I have learned who I am in Christ, and I can't have that if I don't forgive. And if I go to the place of offense, I can't have that. So I just choose to love you. Praise God. Go on and worship him. Hallelujah. Now, this is a new kind of life that Jesus brought to the world. Look at 1 John 5:12. He that hath the Son hath life. Zoe, eternal life. He that hath not the Son hath not life, or do not have Zoe. They do not have the life of God in them. And the only way you can get the life of God in you is to hear preaching and say, God, I am a sinner, I am lost, I am unsaved, and I see my state, I see my condition, and I know I've felt your presence, I know I've heard your word, I know I've seen the signs and the wonders, and God, I need to be saved. And when you come to that place and you surrender, you'll get Zoe, eternal life. And eternal life, Zoe, it is the most important thing you could ever possess. Hallelujah. You must be born again. And when you are born again, God imparts his very nature, Zoe, into our human spirit. And we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, I'm not righteous. I remember what I did. I mean, people have come tell you. They come and told me, said, don't you know what you did? How can you be shouting like you're shouting? I said, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. You know what you used to do? You know how you used to run? I said, not me. Oh, not me. I said, Bible says, if any man be in Christ, I read that one verse. He is a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. I said, that old man died. I said, I don't even want to do those things anymore. I said, I have no desire for that. Don't want to smell those stinking cigarettes. Don't want to smell that lick of breath. Don't want some woman hanging off of me at the club. Don't want somebody trying to get me to do something wrong. I just love Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation in Christ, and I'm brand new. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. Now, this is the miraculous recreation of the human spirit that I'm talking about. I said it is a miraculous recreation. The miracle of miracles. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I've been born again. Glory to God. Is God actually giving birth to a new man, a new person, a new creation, a new species in Christ Jesus our Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the mystery that God had hidden for ages. Christ, Zoe in you, the hope of glory. And the Bible says that if the devils had known this mystery, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let me see how I'm doing. Oh, we do it on time. See, the devil thought he had it made when they nailed Jesus to the cross. He thought he had it made when Jesus went into the region of darkness. They were having a party in hell. But on the third day, the Holy Ghost goes over to where the Son is held in the throes of death, kicked the gates of hell down, walked over to the Son, and breathed into him the eternal spirit. And up from the grave he arose, the firstborn of every creation. And on the day of Pentecost, Jesus, who had earned the right to send the Holy Ghost to the church, because he wanted his church to have some power. Hallelujah. He sent the Holy Ghost, and when they come out of that little upper room, they were all filled with the Spirit. So full they were speaking in unknown tongues, speaking in other tongues, just praising God and doing mighty works. And they turned their world upside down. The devil thought he had it made. But until that 120 come out of there, he said, oh my God. Said it looked like 120 little Jesus just come out of that upper room. They're speaking in tongues. They're full of God. They're doing signs and wonders. They're preaching the gospel. Souls are getting saved. And our kingdom is in big trouble. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to wake up. Look at this, 1 Peter 2 and 9. I love this. But you are a chosen generation. You're chosen. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. We might not have gotten there yet. You keep on. Holiness will show up. A holy nation. A peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. I've been called. You've been called out of darkness. Woo! I couldn't even see. I was blind. But God, who is rich in mercy, open up the way. Now look at this. I love this. 1 Peter 2 and 10. Look at this. Here's who we were. Which in times past were not a people, but are now, woo, the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Glory to God. You are what God says you are. You have what God says you have. You can do what God says you can do. You have a new life, Zoe, in you, living inside of you. You have a new life. Secondly, praise God, you're in a new family. You have a new family. We were in the family of darkness. You were there, but now you're in the family of light. You are not alone. You have many brothers and many sisters in this world. And wherever you go on planet Earth, you can find believers. You can go to any nation and not know anyone. But you can find believers, people who are in the family of God. Because you have a new family. I've preached overseas and couldn't even speak their language. But when the praises and the hallelujah started going up, I knew they were in the family. I knew that was my brother. I knew that was my sister. I knew, praise God, they're in the same family. Glory to God. You know them. You can know them by their love. Let's love everybody. You can know them by their fruit. Let's show forth good fruit. You can know them by their spirit. You know them because they have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. They are in God. They're in the same family you're in. And you are the family of God. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm in the family. Look, he's in it. Tell him. Say, I am in the family. I have a new life and I am in the family. I have a new life. I am in the family. I have a new life and I am in the family. Thirdly, you have a new father. Woo! I tell you, that doesn't make you want to run the aisles. I don't know what will. I got a new father. Hallelujah. Glory. Look at 1 John 3 and 10. The Bible says, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Ooh. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So you can see from the Bible there are only two kinds of children in this world. Some people say, well, I go to church. I try to do others right. I keep the golden rule. I'm a good person. Well, I'm not talking about good works. I'm talking about God's amazing grace. Hallelujah. And you are either a child of God or you are a child of the devil. Some people say, I don't like that. And I wasn't taught like that. Well, I'm not talking about what you were taught either. I'm just quoting the Bible. And the Bible says we are all conceived in sin and iniquity, and we're by nature the children of wrath. And the Bible says you must be born again. That which is flesh, that which is spirit, and you must be born again. And I can assure you of this. If you don't like the way you were born the first time, try being born again. I know you'll love that. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like my Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend. Hallelujah. He told me to go. He'd go with me. He said, open my mouth. He'd speak for me. He said, pray and believe. It shall be done, 'cause he's my friend. I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Woo! 'Cause he's my friend. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Thank God. That's been a change in this life of mine. Since the Lord laid his hands on me, I got a new life. I got a new family. I got a new father. Amen. Well, the things I used to do, I don't do no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. The place I used to go, I don't go no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change, a great, great change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. Now, since you won't run, I'm going to give somebody a chance to get up and run. Praise God. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to run right down that aisle. So if you want your blessing, praise God, get up and do what the Holy Ghost been telling you. Hallelujah. Go on, brother. Run. Run for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Go on, praise him. Here comes another one. Glory to God. Come on, come on. Let's praise him. Glory to God. Hasha. Hamoshe kabahosha kabahaya. Rebokosha telemiranda rebohosha. Glory. Woo! Glory. There's been a change in his life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change in his life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. Well, the things I used to do, I don't do no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. The place I used to go, I don't go no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. Hallelujah. We were the children of the devil, but now we are the children of God, and God is our heavenly Father. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have a new life. We have a new family. We have a new father. Fourthly, you have a new nature. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Peter 1 and 4. Whereby are given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in this world through lust. Jesus, hallelujah, the overcomer, has made you more than a conqueror. Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of glory, decided to come and take up residence in your heart and win every victory and every battle for you. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 you have a new nature. Did you know that once you're born again, you can't even enjoy sin anymore? When you are born again, you get a new nature. You get God's divine nature. People who used to curse and lie and steal and commit adultery and fornication once they're saved, they can't do that anymore and enjoy it. Oh, your flesh will say, I want you to gratify me. The flesh will call out. We're all tempted. Jesus was tempted in all points, but he gives us power to overcome. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm an overcomer. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Put Revelation 12:11 up there. Look at this. Revelation 12:11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Most people don't quote this last part. They love not their life unto the death. In other words, they were willing to die for Jesus. Are you willing to lay that sin down for Jesus? Are you willing to take up your cross and follow him? Are you just going to satisfy and gratify the flesh? Are you interested in what's going on after this service? Are you interested in growing in grace and knowledge, becoming full of God and the Word of God, and getting revelational knowledge? It's up to you. Hallelujah. You used to go to the clubs. You used to drink. You used to dance and party and run around. How many know what I'm talking about? I remember those days, but I can't do it anymore because I don't enjoy it anymore. How many of you tried it and found out you can't enjoy it anymore? You can raise your hand if you want to. God knows anyway. Go on, raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand. Some of you have gone back and tried it. Amen. Used to love it, but something happened, and there's not any fun anymore. You have a new nature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have escaped the corruption that's in this world through the lust of that old filthy flesh. Amen. And that's something deep, deep, deep down in your heart that says that I may know him. Oh, I just want to know him better. Oh, God, help me. I need you. That's all right to cry out like that. How many of you made mistakes since you got saved and you felt grieved over it because you made a mistake? Do you know what that's a sign of? Not that you're lost. That's a sign that you're saved. It's a sign that you've been born again. It's a sign that you have a nature inside of you that does not want to sin. Hallelujah. Now, an unsaved person, they don't have to confess all their sins to get saved. You know why? They can't remember them all. Dear God, if I had to remember what I did, help me, Jesus. I mean, I pretty much got a photographic memory. My mind takes snapshots of stuff. And I say, where did I put that? And a picture, boom, pops on in my mind. I said, there it is. My mind takes snapshots of things. My wife can tell you. I said, let me get along. I got a snapshot of it. Hallelujah. See, we can't remember every sin we ever committed. So you don't have to confess your sins, all your sins as a sinner, but you have to turn from your sinful ways and confess Jesus as your Lord. See, but the Christian is expected to confess all their sin. The sinner's not to confess all their sin because there's so many. But the Christian is to confess all his sin because there are so few. Go on, praise God. Amen. That's something inside of you. Every Christian knows the moment they commit a sin. Every person in every denomination who has Jesus in their heart, they know the very minute they do something wrong. And when they do, they stop and they say, Lord, I have done wrong. I have sinned. Forgive me. Look at 1 John 1:9. This is God's promise. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank God we become partakers of God's divine nature. We've escaped the corruption that's in this world. We're the very righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. I have a new life. I have a new family. I have a new father. I have a new nature. Fifthly, you're in a new kingdom. Amen. Think about that. You are in a new kingdom. Father has delivered us out of the power of darkness. Look at Colossians 1:13. I'm over 12 o'clock. Okay? I already know that. It's 12:02. Colossians 1:13. The Father, look at this, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, has translated us in the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Once we were lost and we were in a kingdom of darkness. Once we were dominated by the kingdom of darkness. Once we were under the sway and the power of the devil and the demonic forces, they had their day and their high day over us. But when Jesus became our Lord, we were delivered out of Satan's authority and we were put into the kingdom of God. We are in the kingdom of God right now. You are a new creature, you are a new creation, you are a new species, hallelujah. You need to boldly say who you are in God. I have a new life, I have a new family, I have a new father, I have a new nature, and I'm in a new kingdom. Lastly, you have a new destiny. Pastor Ricky. Someone said, where do we go when we die? Well, Jesus tells a story about Lazarus. who loved God and a rich man who rejected God, and they both died, and one went to heaven and one went to hell. You know, it's a terrible thing to go to hell. And men and women, they die and they go to hell every day. But God never intended that. The Bible says that hell was created for the devil and his angels. And man goes to hell by choice and by rebellion against God. We know there's a hell. But guess what? We know you can change your destiny. The good news is not there's a hell. The good news is you don't have to go there. And when you accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and your Savior, not only do you get a new life and a new family, a new father and all of that, you get a new destiny. Hallelujah. And you know that when you leave this old world, you're going home to be with Jesus. That's the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. And that's what this church is all about. Our desire as a church, and my desire as a pastor, is for people to know Jesus Christ. Amen. There are only two types of people, the lost and the saved. And in closing, if you're not saved, I want you to bow your head. Say, oh God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm lost, and I need to be saved. Jesus, come into my heart. Wash me in your blood. Accept me into the family. And I thank you, Lord, I'm saved. If you pray that prayer right there, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You may not feel any different, but if you meant that from your heart, let me tell you something. You have a new life. You have a new family. You have a new father. You have a new nature. You have a promise of a heaven, and you have a new destiny. Let us stand.
Amazing grace.
You're one in a million. What you gonna do? One in a million. You're not here by accident. God has purposed good things for your life. Let's come to the altar and talk to our Father. Bring your burdens to the Lord. Bring it all up here. Give it to Jesus, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. Hallelujah.